The Glass Cliff, Why Women in Power Are Undermined and How to Fight Back, written and read by Sophie Williams.
To Best Friends Club, I want to share an orange with you, which is to say, I love you. Introduction. In the dark times, will there also be singing? Yes, there will also be singing about the dark times. I remember the first time I realised that we as women were in a story of regression, rather than the one of progress I was so used to hearing. It was March of 2023, and I had been selected to be part of the UK's delegation to the United Nations Commission for the Status of Women, CSW 67, a week-long series of discussions, debates and planning hosted in New York. The conference was opened by a speech from Antonio Guterres, the UN Secretary-General, who said to us, the assembled delegates, "We had years and years of incremental progress, but women's and girls' rights have stalled now and are going into reverse. The truth is that half of humanity is largely being left behind. In every region, women are worse off than men, earning less and doing up to 10 times more unpaid care work. Many of the challenges we face today, from conflicts to climate chaos to the cost of living crisis, are the result of a male-dominated world and a male-dominated culture taking key decisions that guide our world. And whilst men still largely make those decisions, women and girls often pay the price." I was shocked. Up until that point, I had been so used to the narrative of progress and positive change, the girl power of the 90s and my childhood developing into the 2020 era of the girl boss and the CEO. Don't worry, I hate those words too, and it is not that kind of book. I promise I'm not going to try to talk you into a membership at The Wing, RIP, or tell you that you have as many hours in the day as Beyonce. That the possibility that we could have stalled hadn't ever crossed my mind, let alone that we could have fallen into reverse. The idea that the hard-won rights of women and girls around the world had not only lost momentum but were actually going backwards was repeated time and time again during the week of the conference. I heard from researchers, activists, thought leaders and experts from around the world with a broad range of focuses, from women's bodily autonomy to digital safety to access to education and medical care. The message was constant and strong throughout. We had spent so much time congratulating ourselves on making progress that we'd forgotten to make sure that we were actually still making that progress that we were so proud of. Being curled up on my sofa, dialing into a conference room at the UN, was already something I had never imagined I'd experience. And I certainly never imagined that the main theme of our discussions would be that, somewhere between our complacency and the world's misogyny, the rights of women had fallen into reverse. The Secretary General continued. "Women are credited less for their achievements, win far fewer prizes and receive less research funding than men, even when they have the same conditions. This must change. The male chauvinist domination of new technology is undoing decades of progress on women's rights. Gender equality is a question of power. For more than 100 years, that power was gradually becoming more inclusive. Technology is now reversing that trend. In the face of this patriarchal pushback, we must push forward, not just for women and girls, but for all communities and societies. Without the insights and creativity of half of the world, scientific progress will fulfill just half of its potential. We don't have to look far to see that inequity has had a monumental impact on the working lives of women. In fact, we need look no further than the gender pay gap, a gap that we often discuss in terms of progress and how much it's closed. According to the Office for National Statistics, the gender pay gap for full-time employees in the UK was 8.3% in 2022, an increase on 7.7% in 2021. Among all employees, rather than just those who work full-time, the gender pay gap sets working women's finances back 14.9%. And it gets worse. In 2023, it was found that instead of closing the gender pay gap for higher educated mothers, meaning those who have a post-school education, had in fact widened since the 1970s, with working mothers earning only 69%